This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Don't forget to thank our sponsors. Without Fordham Resources, we don't have a show. You know, these are great guys. They're the main title sponsor of the show. Their name is on the studio. It's the Fordham Resources Studio. I'm the capitalist evangelist. I love all American stories. Wall Street is always of special attention for me. At Fordham Resources is bought and sold on Wall Street. They're a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the ultimate CEO for a capitalist evangelist like me. He built Ultra Petroleum, a publicly traded company, from 15 cent a share stock to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. They also own the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. I just got back from Manhattan, by the way. I was doing business in New York City, and I was in Manhattan for 4 days. And Fordham owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold. Guess what? That's nine times bigger than the island of Manhattan. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, but make your own educated decision. Go check them out. Go to the website. Visit FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. And if you like what you see and you believe in the company and you like a company that has 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources and you like a company with a CEO with Mark Bruner's background, then just go buy the stock. Ticker symbol FTMR, FordhamResources.com. All right, let's talk about the biggest news stories out there. By the way, it's interesting, you know, I mentioned the dichotomy between Trump and what he's done with Mexico and winning the trade war and Democrats who put the white flag up and say, let's just give free health care to every illegal alien and let's give every illegal alien citizenship. And then the dichotomy between Illinois legalizing all forms of abortion anytime you want it to the last minute the baby's born with Texas, where they're protecting Chick-fil-A. They want to kill babies. They want to protect chickens. And then you look at Governor Steve Sisolak in Nevada. Our Democrat, ultra-liberal governor of Nevada, Steve Sisolak, signs a bill to raise the minimum wage. He just signed it today. I just got this press release just today. AB 456, the bill's number, to amend the Nevada Constitution to change the Nevada minimum wage to $12 an hour regardless of health benefits offered. And all I want to say is I'm very pro-worker. I disagree with minimum wages. It kills workers. It kills jobs. It's bad for the economy. It's none of government's business to tell me what to pay people. The reality is every business I've ever had in my whole life, I pay people far more than the minimum wage. Even if I give them zero per hour. You know, I remember when I had a sports handicapping company, I had 100 employees, actually it was really about 100 salesmen in three different offices in Vegas and two others around the country, and overall 150 employees, 100 salesmen, 150 employees, and many of them were making well over $100,000 a year, and quite a few were making over $200,000 a year. And I gave them zero per hour. I gave them commission. You make or you don't work for me anymore. And if you make, you're going to make big. I'm going to make sure you make $200,000 a year. And I have quite a few people that make $200,000 a year. And at least 10 or 15 salesmen made $100,000 a year at all times. So I never deal in minimum wage. Minimum wage is for small thinkers. So I pay people very well. But having said that, if you're going to argue that Trump's trade war is in fact a de facto tax on the American people, if you put tariffs on a product, that's like a tax on the people. That's what liberals claim. If that's really true, then how come it's not true that putting a minimum wage is a tax on the people? Number one, it's a tax on every businessman and puts many of them out of business. And number two, it's a tax on the consumer who buys from that businessman or woman who just raised the price of every product they sell. How come one's a tax and the other's not? If a tariff is a tax, then a minimum wage is a tax. In this case, minimum wage is absolutely a tax. It will absolutely kill jobs. It will absolutely put people out of business. It will absolutely hurt the economy in Nevada. And it will absolutely raise the price of everything everybody sells in Nevada, which means it creates inflation, and it's a tax. But tariffs aren't a tax, because tariffs aren't paid by the consumer. They're paid by the foreign country. So it's a lie. So if given a choice, I'll take tariffs all day, but I don't want minimum wage increases. It's just more lies by the Democratic Party. Lies, lies, lies. And by the way, there's a new poll out that shows Elizabeth Warren overtakes Bernie Sanders for second place behind Biden. Now, again, I would argue this far out, it doesn't matter. This far out, it just doesn't matter. It's all BS. Look at who the leader was at this time 4 years ago. It was Jeb Bush. It just doesn't matter who the leader is. It's all nonsense this far out. But I think it's telling that Elizabeth Warren is moving into second just because I think the two frontrunners, Biden and Sanders, are both going nowhere. And by the way, I rarely disagree with Bill O'Reilly on anything. Him and I are in agreement on everything. I disagree with Bill O'Reilly on this one. Bill O'Reilly keeps saying Biden is way ahead and he will be the nominee of the Democratic Party. And he's the only adult in the room. He's the only one that can nominate. Biden is never getting the nomination. Biden ran for president twice before. And he didn't even get 1% of the vote in either run, is my understanding. Not even 1%. Because he's boring as hell. And he's a white male today. Forget the last two runs. You know, I just don't think a white male is probably going to be the nominee of the Democratic Party. It doesn't serve their special interests, it doesn't serve their identity politics, doesn't serve their racism against white straight males. So I don't think Biden will be the nominee, and he just is a flub fest. He says too many stupid things. There's no way he's making it from now to the finish line, and Bernie Sanders has zero chance to get the nomination. He's an outright communist. He believes in radical communist ideas. He's not getting it. So, you know, Biden the air's coming out of Biden and the air's coming out of Bernie. And Elizabeth Warren's moving up, but she ain't going nowhere either. Elizabeth Warren is never going to be president of the United States. She's got to make me laugh. Can you imagine? That would be my dream come true. As much as I think Trump wins an electoral landslide against anybody the Democrats put up, including Joe Biden, I worry more about Joe Biden than I do about Elizabeth Warren. And I think Sanders is a communist, but I still worry about Sanders more than I do Elizabeth Warren. Do you know what Trump would do to Elizabeth Warren? He'd eat her up and spit her out. You know, she is, she's just boring. She's not attractive. She wears sensible shoes. She looks like an old school marm against Trump. It would be hilarious. He would just destroy her. And all she talks about are ideas that kill capitalism. She's like everybody's least favorite college professor. You know, like a certain someone who's a friend of mine talks all the time about his NYU professors and how boring they were. Elizabeth Warren is one of them. She can't be president. President is like show business. You got to be wild and exciting and have charisma and have energy, a la Trump. And before that, by the way, a la Obama. Obama looked good. Obama was handsome. Obama was a good talker. I think he's a communist and an idiot. As I told Sebastian Gorka today, I was on his national radio show on Salem Radio Network this afternoon on 300-plus stations all around the United States. And I was on Sebastian's show for, I don't know, about 20 minutes. And he said, he ended the interview by saying, I hope you now become a regular guest on my show. And I said, great, let's do it. But I told him that Obama was a horrible person, a communist, but he was also really good at showbiz. He was good at BSing. He's a good salesman. He sold his agenda. Elizabeth Warren can't do that. She's not a saleswoman. You can't sell with sensible shoes. You gotta wear pumps, baby. Sensible shoes don't work. So Elizabeth Warren's going nowhere. Bernie's going nowhere. Biden's going nowhere. Beto O'Rourke is already dead. Stick a fork in him. Who's their nominee? Oh, man, they got nobody. They got Pete Butthead. That's about all they got. I continue to believe Pete Butthead will be the nominee or the vice presidential candidate. That's what I think. Because in a party that's about identity politics, you know, this person's black, this person's white, this guy's gay. Let's make him the nominee because he's gay. What's he done? Nothing. Just like with Obama. Make him the nominee, he's black. What's he done? Nothing. But But see, Obama was running against two stooges, John McCain and Mitt Romney, two liberal, moderate, wishy-washy, rhino Republicans who stood for nothing, who refused to attack Obama for what he was, a fraud, a commie, both of which had no charisma. Neither Mitt Romney or John McCain oozed an ounce of charisma. It's not the same thing running against Trump. Trump is just a wild card, and that's what makes him so good. A wild card, a relentless wild card. And up against Trump, they're all going to get slayed. David Letterman declares Trump psychotic and a soulless... Am I allowed to say, Chris, on the air, the word for a female dog? No, I guess I had the wrong word. I'm sorry. I'm talking so fast and thinking so fast. It's B-A-S-T-A-R-D. That's not a female dog. I could say bastard. Okay. So David Letterman, it's not Wayne Root talking, declares Trump psychotic and a soulless bastard. He was speaking to Hollywood Reporter's Awards Chatter podcast. And I'm just laughing again at Saul Alinsky. Because David Letterman is the one who's psychotic. You look at him. First of all, he looks like Santa Claus. He's got a long white beard and ugly glasses. And he just looks like he's aged 1,000 years. Trump is 72 going on 73. And he looks like he did when he's 50 and running around New York City being a bachelor playboy. Trump looks great, and he's got the energy level of a 40, 50-year-old. And this guy Letterman looks like a psychotic guy who's mentally ill, who's trying to be Santa Claus. You know, like Tim Allen, that movie where he just gains a big fat belly and a white beard and wants to, you know, doesn't really want it, but he becomes Santa Claus. That's what he looks like. Letterman is the one psychotic. That's what Alinsky said. Look at the other guy. See, look at yourself in the mirror. Whatever you see, blame it on the other guy. And Kamala Harris, there's another winner, says, if I'm president, the Justice Department would prosecute Trump. Folks, that's a crime. She's saying, if I'm elected, I'll go after someone who didn't commit a crime for his political beliefs. That's how I'll get elected president. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated, because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you, once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Alaroot a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD, because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Chemical at Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Don't forget, Newsmax TV is hour number 3. We're on the radio, of course, here at USA Radio, as always, for all 3 hours, from 6 to 9 East Coast, from 3 to 6 West Coast, from 5 to 8 Central Time on the radio, but we are on Newsmax TV in hour number 3, so you can switch to television in hour number 3, and if you don't get it on your cable system, or you don't have Dish TV, you don't have DirecTV, then I want you to call the following phone number, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, it's toll free, and Newsmax TV will connect you to your cable system anywhere in this country for free, and you can just get right into the right office and right department and tell them I want my Newsmax TV so I can watch my favorite host, Wayne Root. And in the meantime, if you can't watch us on cable or Dish or DirecTV, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It's free, and of course, watching on the Internet is free. All you do is NewsmaxTV.com at the dot of 8 p.m. East Coast, 5 Pacific. My show comes on. It's right on your screen, NewsmaxTV.com. Okay? All right, cool. Let's talk about some hot news stories in the news. I keep telling you that the nation is under communist attack. And that Joe McCarthy wasn't wrong. He was just early. If he was around today, he'd tell you they're all communists. So Candy DeBaca, Denver City Council candidate Candy DeBaca, is not shy about her love for communism. No matter how many times it's failed, violence and poverty and mass murder, she's still a fan. In April, Candy promised to push communism by any means necessary. On June 5th, she won a seat on the Denver City Council. In an early debate, Candy promised to push communism. Here's what she said. This is a quote. I don't believe our current economic system works. Capitalism by design is extractive, and in order to generate a profit in a capitalist system, something has to be exploited. That's land, labor, or resources. I think we're in the late phase of capitalism, and we know it doesn't work, and we've got to move into something new. And I believe in community ownership of land, labor, and resources, and distribution of these resources. And so whatever that morphs into, I think will serve community the best, and I'm excited to usher it in by any means necessary. And, of course, all of you know what that means on both levels. First of all, by any means necessary is how all communist and socialist dictators run the business, right? By all means necessary. They do anything. They use the IRS, like Obama. They use 100 different government agencies to try and destroy your life and rule with an iron fist. Because liberals know that you'll never choose liberalism. The majority will never choose liberalism except at gunpoint. So they need a gun at your head to make you accept it. So that's number one. And number two, community ownership of land, labor, resources, and distribution of these resources is the exact definition of communism. So there it is. And speaking of communism, I told you when we were going to the break, Kamala Harris says, if I'm president, the Justice Department would prosecute Trump. Really? For what? For what? She said during an interview with NPR's Politics Podcast, if she were president, the DOJ would prosecute Trump on obstruction of justice charge. Former President Trump. And the host says, if you became president, if he was never impeached, would you want the Department of Justice, now that he's no longer sitting president, to go forward with charges? And Harris says, yes. I believe they would have no choice, and they should, yes. There has to be accountability. I mean, look, people might, you know, question why I became a prosecutor. Well, I'll tell you one of the reasons. I believe there should be accountability. Everyone should be held accountable, and the president is not above the law. The facts and the evidence will take the process where it leads, but I've read the Mueller report. I do believe we should believe Bob Mueller when he tells us, essentially, the only reason the indictment was not returned is because of a memo in the Department of DOJ that suggests you can't indict a sitting president. But I've seen prosecution of cases on much less evidence. Yeah, right. You've seen Barack Obama use all the agencies of government to try and destroy people's lives. Of course you have. And this is the perfect time to tell you that Scott Walker, the former, you know, he's not a conservative per se. He's kind of a rhino, but he's not a bad guy. Three-term governor of Wisconsin. Republican, but kind of rhino-y, kind of Jeb Bushy, very anti-Trumpy. And he just did an interview where he said the Democrats' ridiculous investigations and threats of impeachment are bringing swing voters to Trump. Of course they are. Every word coming out of Kamala Harris's mouth is bringing people to Trump. Every word out of Pete Butthead's mouth, the gay mayor of South Bend, is bringing voters to Trump. How do you even say that without laughing? He's the mayor of South Bend. If he was a Republican and gay, and he was the mayor of South Bend, do you know the jokes the late-night comedians would be making? But you can't do that because he's a liberal. Oh, my God, we might offend somebody. Every time these idiots say something stupid, Hillary Clinton says, Trump is worse than, he's more dangerous than Hitler. Every time Pelosi says we want to send him to prison, you're driving people into the Trump camp. So thank God. Thank God for all of you. You're all so stupid, you have no idea what you're saying or doing. I say, keep it up. Good job.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Democratic-led House panel is recommending that Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross be held in contempt of Congress. The committee vote fell along party lines at 24 to 15, and Democrats have been demanding more documents from Barr and Rose over a growing dispute over a planned citizenship question on the 2020 census. Regarding that question, though, President Trump spoke at the White House and says,
I think it's totally ridiculous that we would have a census without asking, but the Supreme Court is going to be ruling on it soon. I think when a census goes out, you should find out whether or not, and you have the right to ask whether or not somebody is a citizen of the United States. Okay.
Stanford's former sailing coach is the first to be sentenced in the massive college admission scandal. The coach admitted to taking more than $600,000 in bribes to get students into college programs. The coach was sentenced to a symbolic day in prison. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root again. I want to remind you tonight on Newsmax TV, it's rare I have a guest on Newsmax, but I've got one tonight. I've got Kip Herridge of VRA Insider talking about his predictions for the stock market. The Trump economic miracle continues, and his three reasons why he sees Dow Jones 50,000 or higher in the next 5 years with Trump as president, and the best places to invest to crush the market. Kip Herridge tonight with his great advice on Wayne Allen Root Raw and Unfiltered. Sponsor of this segment of the radio show is Liberty HealthShare, and it's really cool because I, you know, like everybody else in the world, before Obama came along, I was happy with my health care, and I had Aetna, and it was $500 a month, and they paid for everything. Then Obama came along, and Aetna dropped me, and then they rehired me, basically, and said, okay, now we'll take you back, and the price is $1,500 instead of $500 a month, and we're going to cover nothing. Then it went to $1,700, then it went to $1,900, then it went to $2,000 a month, and they covered nothing. And now I've got Liberty HealthShare, and I'm paying, I believe, $4.99 a month, and it covers everything. It's fantastic. And it covered my three doctor visits last year, and it covered this year in February. I had kidney stones, and it covered the entire surgery, everything other than my deductible, which is what every insurance company does. And so my deductible is low, $2,500. It could have been, like in the old days, $10,000 at Aetna. So thank God I got away from Aetna. Thank God I found Liberty HealthShare. It's a godsend. You can find them, too. Just call them for information. 855-58-LIBERTY. Ask them about it. 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free, so you don't pay a dime. 855-585-4237, which is 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to lightyourliberty.com and tell them Wayne Root sent you. A lot of nice people out there. I see a text at this moment. Actually, it's an email text. I don't know how they do that, but somehow they sent a text to my email, and it says, 8 p.m., can't come fast enough. Have a big show. I got a lot of fans. They cannot wait for my show to begin. What a great honor that is to know that. And I've also got a place where a lot of my nicest, finest, most hard-hitting commentaries are published. It's called The Gateway Pundit. And the assistant editor of the Gateway Pundit is Christina Layla. And you can find all the top stories trending at the Gateway Pundit, PUNDIT.com. And many times it is Wayne Root's story. And I really appreciate the fact that you and your audience dig my story. So thanks for coming on the show, Christina. Thanks for taking good care of Wayne Root.
I'm happy to be here. How are you?
I'm doing great. And let's talk about some of the top stories. Representative Devin Nunes warns FBI witnesses the Counterintelligence Department over at the FBI is in big trouble. Oh, I only hope. Please tell us what he said exactly, Christina.
Right. Well, the chairman of the House Intel Committee, Adam Schiff, dragged out two FBI witnesses today to speak in a hearing. And, of course, these FBI witnesses both worked for Robert Mueller, and they were here to testify about Mueller's report. And so when Devin Nunes was talking to them and asking them questions, he basically left them speechless when he was like, you know, how is this normal to have an FBI informant? And he's talking about Christopher Steele, who was paid by the FBI to investigate Trump while simultaneously being paid by Hillary Clinton's campaign to investigate Trump. And then he went on to leak to the media, you know, and the FBI witnesses were speechless. And he's like, look, this, the counterintelligence department over at the FBI is in big trouble. Because it's all coming out. Everything that Obama's FBI and DOJ did, you know, related to Spygate, it's all unraveling right now because we have a real attorney general who's looking into this.
And then you've got Trump, who said today it will all start coming out soon. Trump outs Obama for spying on a rival presidential campaign using federal agencies. It really did happen. There's no question about it. And here's what I said from the beginning, Christina. And we're talking to Christina Layla, the assistant editor of the Gateway Pundit, one of the top conservative websites in this country. I said from day one, it all points to Obama. There's no way any of this happened without Obama giving the okay, right?
Of course. And there was that meeting right before Trump's inauguration. All of the coup plotters met in the Obama White House, and they discussed the dossier. It was one day before Comey traveled to Trump Tower, New York, to brief Trump on the dossier. So, of course, it went right back up to Obama. Biden was in there. Susan Rice was in there. they were all involved. This is the upper echelons of the FBI and other intel agencies, including the Obama White House.
And I guarantee you Ben Rhodes was in that meeting. Ben Rhodes was in every bad meeting for the Obama administration. Always. I hate that guy. Oh, my God. What a terrible person.
He's evil.
Evil. Mm-hmm. All right, here's one I don't really know about, so it's good when you educate me. Because, you know, again, you know, your faithful hero, Wayne Allyn Root, who talks to you 3 hours a day. I can't be everywhere. Sometimes I miss a story, and I don't know what it's about. So here's a story trending at one of the headlines at Gateway. President Trump thumps Cummings, asserts executive privilege over census documents. So what was that about? Cummings is the Democratic representative. I know he is the Congressman Cummings, and he's demanding something about census documents. Tell me what that's about.
Right. So Cummings is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, and he subpoenaed Attorney General Bill Barr and the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross over these documents related to the census question, the citizenship census question. And because the Democrats are going crazy that the Trump administration is going to add a question about citizenship to the census, which is taken every 10 years, and it's coming up this year, and so he's the Democrats are trying to do everything they can to stop it, and so Bill Barr and Wilbur Ross refuse to testify and refuse to hand over documents, and so today, and he's threatening them with contempt. There was a contempt vote today, but the DOJ got ahead of it and said, well, we're going to assert executive privilege and you don't get any of these documents.
Why does any of this matter when it's up to the Supreme Court now? So what's in the Congress doesn't need to get involved. Either they're going to allow it or they're not, right?
Sure. Right, yeah. And the Supreme Court is going to be making decisions any day. They make these major decisions in June, and they're under a time crunch because they're going to start printing the census questionnaires very soon.
Right.
So we're going to find out. It looks like now the conservative majority is signaling support for the Trump administration, so it doesn't look too good for the Democrats.
Right. Good. They better be, because there's always, you know, I always, you know, applaud McConnell, the first thing he ever did good in his whole life, in my opinion. I think he's a worthless bum. But he did a great job with Supreme Court justice. But what's the point, Christine, if we don't win these, if you don't win these 5-4 and you got a 5-4 lead and Roberts jumps to the other side, then there was no point having a 5-4 lead and we did it all for nothing. You got to win these, for gosh sakes.
Right.
Right. And you can't count on Roberts. He's sometimes uncountable, you know?
Right.
I just don't like the guy.
He sided with Obama and Obamacare. So he
can't believe it. Just can't believe it. It's terrible. Just terrible. I always thought he was blackmailed. I've said that out loud, and I'll keep saying it out loud. Because it's the way it happened. You know, for anybody who says, oh, Wayne, you're wearing a tinfoil hat, no. Have you ever in history, Christina, heard of a Supreme Court nominee who handed in his decision, and it decided 5-4 with the majority, and he wrote the majority decision that killed Obamacare? Then came back an hour later and said, stop the presses, don't print it, I've changed my mind, and I'm going to rewrite the majority opinion 5-4 in favor of Obamacare. That's somebody who someone in the went and, you know, put a gun to their head
something
and said,
happened.
I got something on you, and if you don't change your vote, I'm going to ruin your life and your wife's going to leave you. I'm telling you, it's something like that. No question in my mind.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Here's one that's close to my heart. Because are you aware that I was, long before I became Mr. Conservative Republican Warrior, just for a couple years I had a alliance with the Libertarian Party, and I was their vice presidential nominee in 2008. I don't know if you knew that. And so I left the party. And I left the party because Libertarian sounds great in theory. It sounds very conservative, very anti-government. Smaller government at all times. Always against the government and the politicians. Great. But when you get there, you find out the party is for open borders. And when I heard, you know, when I realized that I could not overcome that, I got the hell away from them, even though I was due to be their presidential nominee in 2012. I left because of open borders and also bashing of Israel. I hate the way the Libertarians always bash Israel. So I hate Justin Amash. Here's a guy who votes conservative and has a great conservative voting record, but he calls himself a Libertarian. He always votes against Israel, always, and he always votes against Trump's wall. And then out of the blue, he comes out and smashes Trump and says he ought to be impeached. The only Republican to break ranks. Now I hate his guts. I will donate any time and any money to the guy running against him. I want to defeat Justin Amash. And what's your headline? He's being destroyed by his primary challenger in the polls, and the challenger is a MAGA guy. Tell us about the guy challenging Justin Amash in Michigan.
Yeah, there's a Michigan state rep, Jim Lauer, who's he said he's wanting to run for this position, and he says it's the right time now. And he's going to challenge Justin Amash coming up here, and he's polling really well. And I'm seeing a lot of people just chatter online and comment sections on articles that they're just, these are people all over the country donating. They just want to donate to this guy to get this Amish guy out. Because,
and
you know, he's...
What is the number in the polls? Do you know the number in the polls, by the way? The exact number?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the number is.
But he's up by a lot over Amish?
Yeah, it looks like he's up by a lot. And there's a lot of people who are starting to pool money for him, from what I'm reading.
He must have a suicide wish, Justin Amash, because he was a great principled conservative on almost every issue. And then he decided to go AWOL on Trump, and he's done now. He's finished. I guarantee you Amash is going to lose. He's
finished. Yeah, actually, says he's
down 16 points. I'm hearing 16 points, yeah. So, I mean, that's great news, and I've campaigned against him on my show for literally 3 weeks now.
Good.
I said, this guy's got to lose. Guy's got to lose. I despise you, Justin Amash. You're an idiot. An open borders, anti-Israel, libertarian loser. You know why they call the Libertarian Party losertarian? Because they never elect dog catchers. Nobody gets elected. And so the reason why is they like to lose. They always do what's necessary to lose. They always snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. And so there's Justin Amash, who calls himself a libertarian. Now you know why I left the Libertarian Party. Bye-bye, yep. Justin. Have a nice life.
Yep.
Christina Leyla, Gateway Pundit, assistant editor, always here with great headlines. Go check out the top stories right now. One of the best websites in America. I think the best conservative website, thegatewaypundit.com. Thank you, Christina.
Thanks, Wayne.
We'll see you in a second. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
War now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, one of my loyal listeners, Larry, points out the Trump campaign is kicking off their 2020 campaign in Orlando, Florida, coming up in a few days. And the rally planners just announced they've already received over 74,000 ticket requests for a venue of only 20,000 seats. Can you imagine Trump can fill 20,000 seats for a political speech? And the Democrats have events, and 200 people show up, 100 people show up. Beto O'Rourke the other day was in a church with like 20 people. Someone else was somewhere, I remember, and there were like 8 people in the room. And I believe Biden was out somewhere with 200 people in the room the other day. And Trump can get 20,000. But wait, 74,000 requests for 20,000 seats. There's nobody like him. And don't tell me he's going to lose. You're lying. And the polls are crooked and fraudulent if they say he's going to lose. It's the biggest lie ever told, ever. All right, My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, any of those things, voice problems, how about hoarse voice, hoarse throat? My friends at My Doctor Suggests have something I know will be right for you. My Doctor Suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. While not harming our good bacteria, so many people suffer from health concerns today that I know we can help them with My Doctor Suggests products. They've got the liquid, they call the silver solution, and they've got the soap, and they've got the mouthwash, and they've got the skin gel. I was going to say salve, but gel. And every one of them is great. My skin is the best it's been in years. My voice is the best it's been in years. I haven't had a cold in 3 years. I no longer suffer from brain fog, meaning I wake up and I'm sharp as a tack from the first minute I get up. No longer suffer from leaky gut syndrome, meaning I eat and I feel fatigued and my stomach upset, and brain fog from eating bad food doesn't happen anymore. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. But you can't get their products in stores. You can only get them by calling this toll-free phone number and saying the promo code ROOT, and then you get 20% off. The name ROOT gets you 20% off, so you'll always love the name ROOT. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/ROOT, mydoctorsuggest.com/ROOT. Say ROOT, promo code, and you automatically get 20% off. All right, I mentioned this before we went to break. Trump says it'll all start coming out soon. President Trump fired off a warning shot to Barack Obama in the deep state Wednesday morning. President Trump said someone should call Obama up. The Obama administration spied on a rival presidential campaign using federal agencies. I mean, that seems like a headline to me. It will all start coming out, and the witch hunt will end. Presidential harassment. One of the many illegal actions that President Obama partook during his 8 years in office was the assimilation of personal data on all Americans. His Operation Hammer will soon be uncovered and show his contempt for Americans and the rule of law. Maxine Waters slipped up during a 2013 interview. She said, I think some people are missing something here. The president, meaning Obama, has put in place an organization that contains a kind of database that no one has ever seen before in life. It's going to be very, very powerful and whoever. And that database will have information about everything on every individual in ways it's never been done before. So he used that on Trump. Don't you get it? He used it on all of us. All of us. I knew it, man. I don't say anything on the phone anymore. Since the day Obama became president, I've said nothing on the phone. You want to talk to me, I want a private meeting. I'm telling you, it's like Stasi-like, it's Hitler-like. That's where, you know, Democrats, what did Solinsky say? Look in the mirror, and whatever you see, blame it on the other guy. They're the ones that are like Hitler-like, Stalin-like, Stasi-like, East Germany. But they blame it on us. Here's another great headline. Obama administration purged 12 years of ICE speeches on immigration crisis hours before Trump's inauguration. So hours before Trump took office, the Obama administration scrambled to purge 12 years of transcripts spanning hundreds of speeches from the ICE website. A collection of 190 transcripts of speeches on ICE's website was deleted on January 18th and late in the evening on January 19th, 2017. Statements made by high-ranking ICE officials regarding controversial immigration topics such as sanctuary cities, E-Verify, treatment of detainees, and other issues were included in the reported deletions. With a couple of clicks of a mouse, access to a federal government web resource containing 12 years of primary source materials on ICE's history was lost, adding that speeches dating back to 2004 were purged. Speeches from former acting ICE director Thomas Homan were prominently included in the deletion list, including a February 16th speech in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee in which he discussed unaccompanied minor crisis, which the Obama administration was grappling to manage at the southern border. Another example cited by the caller was a transcript from May 2016 in which Homan explained why sanctuary cities put the public at risk. The Sunlight Foundation offered the following commentary to explain the purge. It's not inconceivable that an outgoing Democrat administration might want to avoid preserving these public stances for future scrutiny. The removal of the ICE speeches collection represents the loss of a primary source history of the early days of ICE dating back to its creation during the George Bush administration in 2003. And one more I'll tell you about when we get back on TV. Judicial Watch uncovers documents exposing Obama State Department colluding with top Democratic advisor on the Trump-Russian conspiracy. They are so dirty, this Obama administration. They've got to go back retroactively to impeach President Barack Hussein Obama. Can you do that? I've actually read literature that says you can. Retroactive impeachment. Obama knew everything. What did he know and when did he know it?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.